Hello and welcome to the Fit Like a Girl podcast. My name is Jackie Lindahl. I am a mom of two, an avid coffee drinker, and a certified personal trainer. I have been in the fitness industry for nearly 10 years, and I help women get fit, strong, and lose weight without losing their damn minds. If you're looking for help on achieving your health, weight loss, and fitness goals without all the fitness industry confusion and BS, you have come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the Fit Like a Girl podcast. My name is Jackie. Thank you so much for listening. It is the beginning of December already. I don't even know how we got here. I don't even know how this year went by so quickly. I think I'm still mentally in August. I'm not okay with it being literally the beginning of December and having to get into holiday mode. Yeah, what is with this year where it flew by? I felt like faster than other years. Am I the only person that thinks that? Maybe, but I felt like this year flew by too quickly. As far as like things that are new and going on in my world, not a whole lot is going on. I think in my last podcast, I gave you guys the story of the lowdown of what happened with my horse and everything. She's doing great. We're kind of back into riding, back into doing all the things. Just as we got back into riding though, there is a horse herpes virus, in case you haven't heard of this. Yes, horses can get herpes. It's very, very contagious. So there's a horse herpes outbreak, mainly in the States, but there have been a couple, two or three cases, I think, now in Alberta. I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention. But because of that, a lot of arenas and stuff like that have kind of like shut down, or they're minimizing the amount of people, traffic in and out, that kind of thing. So it's put a damper on our Gymkhana season, which I was really excited about. We went to one Gymkhana in November, my daughter and I, and it was great. And then it's like, yeah. So now the horse herpes is here. Like I said, I'm not in holiday mode just yet, but getting there, we did some Christmas shopping and things like that. And I found like my oldest is always, I feel like this is very much like an older child thing. She knows exactly what she wants. She is that girl. She knows what she wants. She's not afraid to ask for it. And that's just her personality. She has a list of like 12 things that she wants for Christmas, and like specifically what Santa's going to get her, what mom and dad are going to get her, what her grandmas are going to get her, like all of these things. Like she knows. And she's been that way since she was like three. Like I remember when she was three, her specifically saying that she wanted a pink guitar for Christmas. Santa needed to bring her a pink guitar. Guess what? She got a pink guitar for Christmas. It was a ukulele, but we won't tell her that. So ever since she was like 3 years old, she's always known exactly what she wanted for Christmas. My youngest is now three. And all she told us was that she wanted to be Elsa for Christmas. When we asked her, that's what she told us. So I don't know what to do with that. She's in her Elsa phase, as most little girls are. But here's the other problem is I have two girls, both who went through the Elsa phase. I have all the Elsa shit. I can't get any more Elsa shit because I have all the Elsa shit. I got the Elsa dolls. I got the Elsa dresses. I got the Elsa Barbies. Like, how much Elsa shit can these girls have? So I don't really know what to do with the whole I want to be Elsa for Christmas. She's also into Bluey, but again, we have all the Bluey stuff. So that's the, I guess, problem of having two girls who are spoiled, let's be honest, is that they have everything. What do you get kids that have everything? I'm stuck on that. And like, obviously, you know, mom, they are going to get like practical stuff like books and games and like that kind of stuff. But like, you know, the big guy, the jolly guy brings usually toys. So like, what do I bring the kids that have all the toys that they could ever need and want? Anyways, yes, we need to do a toy purge. Don't get me wrong. I need to go through all their toys. I have to do it when they're not home is the trick, because otherwise every single toy on planet Earth all of a sudden becomes special, even though we haven't played with it for a year and a fucking half. I have to go through every single toy and purge them, but not purge all the toys, but like purge the ones that don't get played with. And then that'll kind of help me out in terms of like what we can have for gifts and stuff like that for the kids. But like, I have no idea what to get my three-year-old, and she is no help with I want to be Elsa for Christmas. Like you were just Elsa for Halloween. She doesn't get it. She thinks that she's supposed to dress up on Christmas, which like is fine. If you want to wear your Elsa dress on Christmas, I don't care. But like, I need a gift idea. Whereas Anna at her age, at like the exact same age, was like, I want this, this, and this. And she was just very much like, I know what I want. I'm going to get it. And Arwen is just like, I'm going to be Elsa. There's nothing you can say about it. Speaking of the holidays, this time of year is usually when people start to freak out, we'll say, about the holidays and like parties and gatherings and things like that coming up. And they'll often think to themselves, you know what? I got so many holidays and celebrations and Christmas parties and all of these things going on. I'm just going to say screw it and restart in January. And I actually did a reel on this and I posted it on my Instagram yesterday about how that's the dumbest thing to do. And there's many reasons why that's the dumbest things to do. So today I'm going to talk about why that's dumb and how to get through the holidays without losing your shit and losing progress at the same time. Here's the thing about the whole I'm just going to restart in January mentality that a lot of people get this time of year. It's going to serve you no purpose and you're going to just perpetuate and continue this whole on-off mentality. And this is something I was actually talking to a client about this recently. She was going on a girls' trip for a weekend and she said, I'm anxious about this trip because I know that when I get back, I'm just going to have to restart on Monday. And I'm like, why the fuck are we talking about restarting? Like, what is it about this? Why are we quitting and starting? And I asked her, I was like, asked her point blank. I'm like, are you quitting for 4 days? She's like, well, no, I'm still going to like, we're going to go on some hikes. I want to get in a couple of runs while like we're having downtime and you know, we're going to make our own breakfast and stuff. So like nutrition, I was like, okay, so like you have a plan this weekend as to like how you're going to kind of keep going with things. Why are you restarting on Monday? And I think about this exact same situation when I have people tell me, oh, I'm just going to restart in the new year. Like the fuck? Why are we restarting? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that the holidays and December, it's a busy month. It's a hectic month. It's too much stuff in the month of December. And then on top of that, holiday parties and all of these things, never mind like the actual gatherings of Christmas and going back and forth between different families. And I don't know about you, but I have like 3 different Christmases with families and stuff throughout December 24th to December 27th. Like, you know, so I get it. There's a lot going on. I think what people need to understand is not so much you're quitting the month of December, but you need to adjust your fucking expectations. Is December the month to focus on fat loss and try to be in a calorie deficit and hitting 80% consistency? Maybe not. But is December a great month to maintain and still do well with your workouts and have some treats and stuff, but also be realistic about your nutrition? Maybe eat some fucking vegetables on top of your Christmas cookies? Yeah. It doesn't need to be a month of quitting. This is the problem, is that everybody thinks of it as a month of I'm just going to quit. And then what happens is they go on a month long binge, balls to the wall, eating and drinking everything, you know, stuffing your face with fucking Christmas cookies every 30 seconds because you feel like come January 1st, you can't have these foods anymore. And this is the fucking problem. And this is why your New Year's resolutions don't stick. Because you are perpetuating your on or off mentality. This is what we need to get away from. This is what I preach about all the time. And December is the perfect example of people who are a victim of their own on or off mentality. Because they're using it as an excuse to essentially quit the entire month of December. But then what happens is come January 1st, you're probably about 5 pounds heavier, not all body fat, but like a few pounds of body fat and a bunch of water weight heavier. And you feel like shit because you didn't do anything the month of December. So instead, this is a radical idea. Okay, this is sarcasm, but this is a radical idea. Instead of quitting the month of December, why don't we just adjust our expectations? And still move forward and continue moving forward, but just with some expectations changed. That maybe you're not going to hit 80% consistency with your nutrition this month. Maybe your consistency is going to be more like 50 to 70%, and that's okay. But you're still focusing on the things that need to be focused on the days that you can. And maybe you're not going to hit every single workout because you got a lot going on this month, but you could probably get in most of your workouts and still hit your steps goals. What I'm saying is you continue doing the things that you can and you control the things that are within your control. And then you also have days where you have holiday parties and you have Christmas gatherings or baking days and whatever, and you enjoy those days, but you don't let that turn into a month-long fucking spiral. So some things that these are the things that I focus on with my clients, especially clients who are a victim of the all or nothing mentality is we really need to reinforce you're not starting over in January. You are continuing in January. And this month you're managing your expectations. And so oftentimes if I have a client who has a fat loss, but maybe they also have a lot going on in the month of December, we will adjust things and maybe they're going to maintain instead, where we'll either adjust their calorie goal where it's up a little bit and they're going to be more around maintenance for the month and just enjoying, still getting in their workouts. They got a little bit of flexibility. And then in January, if they feel like they want to go back into a deficit and carry forward from there, great. The other thing to keep in mind is that the entire month is not a write-off. You don't have something going on every single day. Let's say there's 5 to 10 days out of this month where you have Christmases and holiday parties and gatherings and baking days and stuff like that. 5 to 10 days on average. Some people have more, some people have less. That still gives you well over 20 days of the month of December to be on track for your goals. Not necessarily in a calorie deficit and stuff, but like to still, you know, solid nutrition that day, movement, getting in a workout and stuff. Like that is still the majority of the month. So the entire month doesn't need to be a write-off. You can pick and choose what days you know that you're going to have a party, or you know that you're maybe going to overeat on these days or have some drinks or whatever. And cool. Love that. That's what this month is about. But it doesn't need to be every fucking day, Brenda. And it's okay if maybe the weight loss needle doesn't move as much as you think it will. And it's okay if maybe you gain a couple of pounds over this month, but you're going to be much farther ahead and you're not gaining 5 to 10 pounds over the course of this month. The other problem is that people worry so much about what happens with their workouts and their nutrition and stuff between like the end of November to December 31st, that they forget about what goes on during the year between January 1st and like November 20th. That the majority of the year, if you are consistent and on track and focusing on your goals and stuff, that come the end of November to the end of December is a minor detail. It's a blip on the radar of your entire year. That 1 month or 6 weeks out of 52 weeks is kind of minor detail when the other 46 weeks of the year, you're focusing on being consistent, showing up, doing your workouts and everything like that. What you do the majority of the time matters. And these are some of my official tips on how to get through December without feeling like you've lost your shit and your progress. Number one, go through your calendar and see what days you have parties and family gatherings and bakings and all that kind of stuff. Days that you know for sure are going to be off track, or you have meals that you know you're going to overeat or whatever. It's fine. Go ahead and mark those on the calendar. Then on the other days of the month where you're not having social gatherings and parties and things like that, you're going to make yourself a plan of movement for every one of those days. Doesn't have to be a workout, could be walking, could be yoga, just movement, move the body in some way, shape, or form. And some kind of a loose nutrition plan or nutrition ideas on how you're going to stick to your goals. And whether or not you're tracking doesn't really matter. It could just be that you're going to stick to your regular nutrition that day. You're going to focus on protein. You're going to focus on fiber. You're going to focus on 3 servings of vegetables a day, like whatever that looks like, so that you know that you're having a good balance and you're getting in some good nutrition. That's tip number one. Tip number two of how to survive the holidays without losing your shit. Manage your own fucking expectations. We've talked about this before. Maybe this isn't the best month for weight loss. So don't set yourself up to try to focus on weight loss if you know that this month is not going to be conducive to that. And that's okay. Manage your expectations. If you come out of the month right around maintenance, perfect. We love that. You can also, if you're tracking your calories or your macros, you can adjust, put yourself up towards maintenance so you don't have to worry about being in a deficit, but we're not using it as an excuse to binge and go off the wall. Number three is the days that, for example, you have a party in the evening. Say it's Friday night, you have a dinner that you're going out for and you're like, we're going out for fondue or whatever. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to eat so much cheese. I'm going to want to explode. Love that. It's fun. then that day, breakfast and lunch and snacks and stuff are your regular meals. You're not starving yourself that day, because what often happens, it leads to a binge in the evening because you're hungry because you haven't eaten all day, and then you spiral. You're going to stick to kind of your usual breakfast and lunch and stuff like that. We aren't reinventing the wheel. Number four is manage your alcohol intake. So there's this funny quote that a personal trainer had. His name's James Smith. He always has like these off the cuff, hilarious, very sarcastic sense of humor, but it's very like tongue in cheek. Anyways, he's my kind of sense of humor, but he had a quote one time. He was talking about alcohol, and he was basically talking about how alcohol lowers your inhibitions, okay? Nobody gets fingered on the dance floor sober. It's funny. I think it's funny. Anyways, the problem with alcohol is that it usually leads to a fuck it, right? You say, fuck it, nobody's ordering nachos at 11 p.m. because they're sober, right? So managing your alcohol intake throughout the month. It's not that you can't have some drinks or enjoy or whatever, but maybe some of the parties you go to, you're DD. Maybe some of the parties you go to, you indulge. But you're drinking water in between your drinks and you're not getting sloppy. Because then the sloppiness kind of leads to, fuck it, we're just going to pick up McDonald's on the way home, when maybe you didn't need the McDonald's on the way home. So pick and choose what parties you want to do that at, and pick and choose maybe which parties you're going to have just a couple drinks, or you're going to drive and stay sober. Managing alcohol intake is going to be helpful because, again, alcohol lowers our inhibitions. Not only that, it fucks with your sleep. You're going to feel bloated and gross, and hangovers suck. Something to keep in mind is managing your alcohol intake throughout the month. Number five, indulge in the things that you actually really love. What I mean by that is you don't need to eat every single thing that everybody brings into the office if you don't like it. I remember when I was a vet tech working at vet clinics, people loved to bring us stuff at the holidays. Loved it. It was great. But like, we would literally have an entire shelf, like shelving system full of candy and snacks and all of these things. And it's hard to say no to because it's right there. And it's also kind of like a hectic, stressful time of year for like vets and techs and busyness. So it was easy to just like eat chocolate literally all day long. So how I used to manage it, obviously this doesn't happen anymore. I work from home by myself. Nobody can, like, if there's nothing in my house that I didn't already buy, there's nothing here. But when I was a vet tech, how I used to manage it was I would try to just stick to the things that I knew that I really, really liked. And not so much. So like, I'm not just trying to eat chocolate for the sake of eating shitty chocolate. I was eating the things that I really liked and managing like, okay, I can have chocolate, or I can have a bite of this cake that somebody brought in, or these delicious cookies that they brought in. But like, I don't need to eat 12 of them. I could eat one or two and move on with my life. It's difficult, don't get me wrong, because oftentimes our brains will switch on and you get that all or nothing mentality kicking in of like the guilt spiral and, oh, well, I screwed up, I might as well just eat the whole thing. No, no, no. One or two is not going to ruin your life. Couple of chocolates, couple of cookies, you know, it's anywhere between like 100 to 300 calories. It's not the end of the world. What is the end of the world is your mentality around these things. So managing your own emotions around these foods and knowing that you can have a couple and it's not going to ruin your life. But have the things that you really like. Don't just have the things that are so-so. It's not worth it. And number six, I think I'm at number six. I actually don't know. Movement. Get your body moving throughout this month. Don't give up on your workouts just yet. Use the cookie power, the power of the Christmas cookie, to fuel some great workouts and get some good gains this month. Keeping up with your steps goals is going to be crucial. Not crucial. Will be really helpful. That's a better way of putting it. Now, I know it's cold as balls outside. Okay, I get it. I live in Alberta, Canada. It is cold outside. It's actually not that cold. It's only like -7 degrees Celsius today, which is not that cold, trust me. But it gets cold. I get it. Get in movement any way that you can, though. So if you can get outside and go for a walk, great. Walk your dog. If you can get some steps on the treadmill while you watch a Christmas movie, those trashy Hallmark Christmas movies, love it. Getting in movement some way, shape, or form and keeping up with your steps goals is going to be really helpful just to A, get your body moving, get you feeling good, but then also B, the extra steps that you get throughout the day helps you burn a little bit more calories. So those are my tips on how to survive the Christmas season. I sincerely hope that you have a wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas to everybody. I do not know if I'm going to get another podcast out before the end of the year. I might not. I have no idea. Again, it's a busy month. But I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening this past year. I plan to do many more in 2026. And again, I might get another podcast podcast out before now and the end of the year. I don't know. We'll see. But if I don't and you want to keep up with everything that I do, be sure to follow me on Instagram. I'll post my Instagram handle in the show notes. And also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, I would love and appreciate a 5-star written review. Honestly, it'd be like the best Christmas present ever. They help increase visibility of the podcast and help get the podcast a little bit help get the podcast out there a little bit more, which means that I can help more people with this podcast. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.